We're back at MGM Park in Biloxi as we get set for morning baseball. It's the Biloxi Shuckers and Chattanooga Lookouts getting underway at 11:05. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the newest member of the coaching staff, Shuckers' new bullpen coach, Paul Mueller. Paul, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Welcome to Biloxi. How is the first 48 hours been in the state of Mississippi?
It's been good. It's been a little bit of a grind. I left on Sunday from Arizona and made the drive out here, so I've pretty much been on the road for the last 48 hours, but I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be here.
How nice was it last night to get in and take a breath, watch a baseball game, and have it be a real fun one, an 8-7 walk-off win for the Shuckers?
Hey, it was a great way to start things off. I pretty much came straight to the stadium, right for game time, basically. So it was a heck of a way to start the whole Double-A experience.
How much of a whirlwind has this been? Because 4 days ago, you were a pitching coach in the Arizona Complex League. Today, you're now a bullpen coach here in Double-A with Biloxi.
Yeah, no, it's been a little crazy, but, you know, it kind of goes with the job. It's part of it all. So, you know, you got to be ready to kind of pick up and move at the drop of a hat. But, yeah, man, I'm just happy to be here.
What's it like as a coach, too? You're so dialed in on the Complex League side of things, and you're so dialed in with the staff with the ACL Brewers, and then all of a sudden you have to learn a whole new staff here in Biloxi.
Yeah, so you try to stay kind of like in tune with what all the affiliates are doing, but obviously, you know, a little bit more focused at the Arizona level. So I'm pretty familiar with all of these guys. I know all these guys. I've worked with them before, and so it's a pretty smooth transition, but still just getting caught up to speed and all that kind of stuff coming in, you know, halfway through the year, basically.
How nice is that familiarity of a guy who's been in the organization for a couple of years? You've seen him in spring training and you've seen him work up the levels.
It just makes things so much easier, you know, coming in and already having a relationship, already having a foundation with the majority of the guys, already having a good idea of like who they are and what they need to work on. So it just makes the transition so much smoother.
Now, your coaching career has been nuts. You started out as a pitcher in college. You went the youth baseball coaching route, then the college baseball coaching route, and then minor league baseball. Yeah. How crazy of a journey has this been for you?
Yeah, so it's been wild, to be honest. You know, I was a three-sport athlete growing up. I played football, basketball, and baseball, and to be honest, baseball was kind of like my number three. I was fortunate enough to be able to play at the collegiate level, and that's where baseball kind of took more of a focus. After graduating, didn't really know what I wanted to do. I knew I had a passion for coaching, and so I started just kind of giving lessons, you know, back in my hometown. And then was able to link up with a guy named Matt Walbeck, who was a 10-year big league veteran and a great mentor, taught me a lot about the game. That's kind of how I transitioned into the youth coaching side of things. And I did that for about 5-6 years before getting into the college game. And then again, was fortunate enough to be at Santa Clara University, where I had an outstanding mentor in Rusty Filter, one of the top pitching minds in the country. And so I think all that kind of helped prepare me for the opportunity in professional baseball. And now this is my fourth year with the Brewers. And like I said, I'm just fortunate to be here.
On the youth baseball coaching side of things, that is a whole different animal. You're talking to professional pitchers and you're talking about spin rate, arm slots, all that sort of stuff. Talking to little kids, it's like, here's how you grip a four-seam fastball. What has that journey been like? And what was that growth like coaching the youth baseball level? And how does it help you here coaching in Double-A?
Yeah, I think it was a good experience. You know, dealing with younger kids, you really have to simplify things and you really have to have a good understanding of things and be able to relay that message in a way that they'll understand it. And so I think that helps kind of prepare you even when you get to the higher levels, and just being a better communicator, being able to take messages and make them so that the player can understand them.
How much do you feel like that gives you an advantage as a coach of being able to kind of simplify things down?
I think it definitely gives an advantage. You know, I'm a big believer in communication, and I'm a big believer in that it's not necessarily the receiver of the message's job to interpret the message. It's the communicator's job to deliver that message in a way that the receiver can understand it. So I think that's been a huge advantage for me.
You mentioned it, fourth year here in the Brewers organization. What has it been like to work with the Brewers?
It's been awesome. I love the organization. It's it really has that like kind of tight-knit like family feel where everybody cares about each other and looking out for everybody. And it's been an absolute blast. I've really enjoyed my time so far.
And you've talked a lot about what you've learned at each step of the way, whether it's the youth coaching, the college coaching, or in the Brewers system. With the Brewers system, what's one of the biggest things you've learned over your 4 years?
I think the biggest thing that I've learned over the 4 years of the players is just the importance on building those relationships with players. Without the players' trust, the development's only going to go so far. So I think the most important thing is building that relationship, getting down to that foundational level and really understanding what makes the player tick. And that's just going to help further enhance their development.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for joining us, and welcome to Biloxi.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's great to be here.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shunkers and the Lookouts underway at 11:05.